The last word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
It is 17 years since the smoking ban in the workplace was introduced. A lot of people have often thought about it being a ban on smoking in pubs and restaurants, but it was actually a ban on smoking in the workplace, and it applied to pubs and restaurants for the protection of waiters and bar staff and others. Now we have the situation, of course, that for the next few weeks at least, all activity in restaurants and bars has to be outdoors. So what happens if people are sitting at a table and people decide to light up? Professor John Clancy is with us, Director General of the Tobacco Free Research Institute. Are there any laws or regulations, Professor Luke Clancy, in relation to that?
Well, there are, of course, if you're inside. As you pointed out there, we banned smoking inside in clubs, restaurants, casinos, as well as all other workplaces. But as part of that concession, it was allowed that there would be somewhere outside without a full walls and roof and so on, where people could smoke, provided that there was no service there. And the idea was that there'd be some protection from the elements, but that it wouldn't be attractive and that it wouldn't be part of the normal activity. However, as you will remember, when these were introduced, all of a sudden they became very attractive areas, and they put in heaters. They weren't allowed to have ashtrays, but they, some places did put in tables, and although there wasn't service, people went and got their drinks, etc., and came and had them in this place and were allowed smoke. And then, as you may remember, the smirking that people were who weren't smoking at all were going there because these were attractive areas. So those outside areas are legal, provided they meet certain requirements. But I think we're in a different situation now. One is that we're in the middle of a pandemic, and that smoking is a very bad thing in general, but it's even worse in the context of COVID, because we know that people who get COVID and are smokers are twice as likely to get severe illness and twice as likely to go into ICU and twice as likely to die. So that the effect of smoking on the disease is profound, and of course resources are gobbled up in this as well. And that's one side of it. And the other is that this, to me, seemed a great opportunity for people to stop smoking. You know, people quite often don't smoke at home if they have children, etc., and they go outside. So that was an opportunity, and smoking cessation should have been a big thing during this lockdown, but it wasn't really. And like drinking, some people smoked more, some people did give up. But now we're in the situation where there's going to be what they're calling the outside summer. And I'm afraid that these areas, because they're already partially serviced, will be used for people who cannot be inside in the pub or restaurant or whatever it is, and they'll be outside, and they may think that then it's okay to smoke.
Okay, but Professor Luke Clancy, I imagine there are some people, smokers, who might argue, well, if it's safe to sit with other people because the virus does not transmit itself, surely it's safe to sit and smoke, that you're only doing damage to yourself. Others aren't going to suffer from secondhand smoke because out in the open air, it just dissipates.
Well, it's true that if you were out in the open air and there was a breeze, it would dissipate. But we've just done some surveys and measurements in 11 countries in Europe, in outside areas, including Ireland. And we found, for instance, that the levels out there are not as low as you think. And if there were a minimum of two smokers, not only could we see smoke, smell smoke, see it in the ashtrays, we could measure nicotine and we could also measure particles. 93% of the areas, and there was 220 measured, had significant levels of nicotine. And I measured, and some of my colleagues here in Ireland and elsewhere measured the actual smoke. And it's not as clean as you might think. I don't know if you've sat in those areas, but there's quite a degree of smoke. And the levels actually were not, they were less than they used to be in the pubs. But they were not negligible. They were very definite and very measurable, including nicotine. And the reality that we now know, and we perhaps weren't fully aware of it when in 2004, that there is no safe level of secondhand smoke. So you are damaged by it, no matter how little. But as I was trying to say, in this study that we've just completed, we had asthmatics and people with COPD, chronic obstructive lung disease, and we measured their breathing on the day while they were in there, but also before and after their visit. And although none of them felt very much different, there was a significant decline in their pulmonary function, their breathing test, on the day after the visit. And we know that apart from these acute changes, that secondhand smoke causes cancer, heart disease and strokes. And these are the very people that are particularly vulnerable to COVID. So we have a confluence of risks here, which is totally unnecessary. And also, not only is it bad for them then, but we know now, and we know how people really do value their health. And we know the precautions that people are going to try and protect themselves from COVID. Well, the reality is that many more people die from smoking than from COVID, even now in the middle of the pandemic. For instance, Ireland has something like between 4,000 and 5,000 deaths from COVID so far. During that time, at least 8,000 deaths from smoking, which is, as you know, and as everybody else knows, is preventable. So why don't we take the opportunity to measure and to manage something we know we could prevent, and prevent all these deaths and get a gain from having to be protective of our health?
We've lots of listener comments coming in, which I'm going to listen. One says, was in a bar in Belturbet last night. Every smoker had the manners to leave the outdoor area and smoke on the street, except for a group of four who thought it was acceptable to smoke while everybody was eating. I'm a social smoker and these areas should be non-smoking. Another one says, I didn't self-protect from COVID and undergo vaccination to be poisoned by smoking idiots. I'd up and leave any smoking environment. Another one, though, says, I think smokers have suffered enough and are made feel like pariahs in society. It was fine to send smokers outside for years. Now, all of a sudden, that's not good enough either. That's not fair on smokers. Another one wants to know, is this guy for real, Matt? People are out in the open air and traffic is passing them. What's coming from those cars? Holy water. Adrian Cummins, Chief Executive of the Restaurants Association of Ireland. What are your members doing in these situations?
Well, that's a good variety of opinions there.
Sorry, no, Adrian Cummins from the Restaurants Association of Ireland, want to bring in. What are your members doing, Adrian?
So, Matt, first of all, thank you for having me on the show. And the Restaurant Association of Ireland supported the smoking ban 18 years ago. We were one of the few hospitality organisations that did support it to protect our staff and our customers then. We're in a different landscape now with regard to outdoor dining, and it does what it says on the tin, it's outdoor dining. And businesses will try and adapt to the current environment. Obviously, we want to try and get back indoors as quickly as possible, but over the next number of weeks, we will do our best to accommodate both smokers and non-smokers in an outdoor setting, because obviously businesses will adapt their own policy, internal policy themselves, for their own business. That's what they will do. But I do agree that we have to have a conversation about how this is going to be managed into the future around having smoking areas within an outdoor dining area also. I think we need to have certain rules around that so that we can accommodate everybody. Prior to COVID, we had our outdoor smoking areas. Now those have been converted into an outdoor dining area. And I think we need to have some sort of guidelines, guidance from the government. And I think the government needs to do something around this. But I will say this, Matt, we want to get back indoors as soon as possible.
Aaron Galway says, in Spain, smoking on the street and outside pubs and restaurants is only allowed when the minimum social distancing requirement is adhered to. There's quite a few people defending the rights of smokers as well, saying that enough is enough. It's not illegal to smoke, and if he doesn't want to be around it, this is Luke Clancy, then he can choose not to be. The government makes so much money in tobacco tax, it will never be made illegal. OK, thank you to both of you for joining us, Professor Luke Clancy from the Tobacco Free Research Institute of Ireland and Adrian Cummins, Chief Executive of the Restaurants Association of Ireland.